The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And we still get some people worldwide, believe it or not.
Yeah, how about that? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Rector. You doing all right this fine morning?
I'm awesome, man. Feel out, go outside. Everybody get up and go outside. And
I tell you what, the last couple of days have been a little nippy.
I love it.
But it was kind of toasty Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. That's always nice when you feel that humidity die down. And August has beat all the landscapers up and the lawns up and everybody's had enough of it. It's always sweet when...
Well, the question I'm getting now is this fall.
Nah.
I got a feeling we're going to have a little more warm weather before it's all over. But
I hope we don't have any upper 90s, anything left. But like I say, humidity is a big key, too. If the humidity stays down...
Then a whole lot we can do about it.
You know what they say over there in Vegas? It's a dry heat and it's 110.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never been to Vegas.
I've been out there when it's 100. It's 100.
It's hot.
100 feels like 100, don't matter.
So how's everything in the Carolina Fresh world since you took Monday off?
We took Monday off, and usually happens, the same thing with Memorial Day, you end up cramming 5 days into four, and that's about what our week was. And Brenda was down at the beach all week with her family, so that was, missed her. I guess when you have people work for you and they go on vacation, you know how bad you need them, so...
Okay, now, does she work for you or you work for her?
maybe I figured that out.
You phrased that wrong.
I wasn't lost. I knew what to do this week. Just wasn't getting done quickly.
It just wasn't organized. I've known this Brenda a long time, and one thing she definitely is organized.
I think I'll text her today, tell her to come on back.
Don't waste any time. Come on home.
Yeah, how about you this week?
We're running through a kind of weird spell the last couple of weeks. It's slowed up a lot, but we're still moving some plants. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what's going on or how it's going. Now, last 2 days with the cooler weather, the phone's jumped off the desk. I mean, it's been ringing its head off.
Ours has too.
On the landscaping side, we're still booked up forever. I mean, we're booking the end of November right now, and that's kind of killed things.
It's a lot of excitement with fall coming up.
Yeah, and football. August is...
I can't say fall without football. I don't know what it is.
August is always a weird month for us. It's one of our two worst months of the year, February and August. And everybody's going to the beach for that last vacation before school starts. School's starting back. And right now, with everything with COVID, parents are all bent out of shape and...
You think people would, even though they got to buy backpacks and books and stuff, they could still buy mulch and plants, I mean.
They don't think about the mulch and plants is the problem. Their minds.
Well, I mean, you don't have kids at home.
The other side of the coin.
This list of stuff.
Is that right? Our customers, anyway, are generally 50 and up, two incomes, and they're writing them last tuition checks to Clemson, South Carolina, or wherever. And that
maybe helping grandbabies.
And with the heat and the rain we've had and the humidity, that we're not really high on the agenda list.
Yeah.
Now, after Labor Day, that generally changes. So.
Well, it's better to, I won't say it's better, like you said, it's a 12-month planting season here in the Carolinas, but it's obviously better to plant plants in the fall.
Well, that little cold snap we had last week or the week before on Friday, was it last week or the week before?
It was cool here when we came in last week.
It seems to me like some of the trees are starting to turn early. I don't know if that's what did it or is my imagination.
Our horticulturist at our company, when I first started there, we had a conversation about that, and he said technically the shortening of days actually is what changes the leaf color.
Well, he's right there.
But. And the days have gotten a lot shorter because it was dark just around 8 o'clock the other night when I was coming back from the golf match.
I get up in the morning, and it's pretty dark, too.
Oh, so. Yeah, it's dark in the morning, too. Yeah. I'm getting up, letting my cat come in.
You make your cat stay outside.
One of them.
That's not very
nice. The
problem is
he wakes up at, like, 4:45 every day. He can't make it till 6, and I need that last hour. That last hour is very important.
So your last hour is more important than cat being in the house.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cruel. That's kind of cruel. Remind me not to come
don't
back.
Don't worry. We got another one in there and then another one outside.
So don't remind me not to come back in life as your cat.
Yeah. I would definitely put you outside.
I wouldn't want to be stuck outside.
You'd be like that.
And
Fred
other cat
Flintstone.
Inside. You got to be fair now. You
like, remember Fred Flintstone? He put the... No, with that cat or dog outside.
I don't remember Fred Flintstone at all.
Oh,
no.
Lord, have mercy.
But anyway.
But whenever, just remind everybody, I'm sure they know because everybody's been talking about it all week, but today's the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So,
how does anybody not know?
I know. I hope they know. So it was kind of cool in my neighborhood. There was a guy out putting flags down the Herlong, and I saw Winthrop had a bunch of flags.
Yeah,
down the road. So
I remember.
I wore a flag today.
You are a flag. But anyway, I remember it well. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, also, I was talking to very quickly Matthew. The Rock Hill football team did pretty well last night.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves won last night. The Phillies and Mets lost. So the things are going well in baseball. And we were talking outside. Panthers football kicks off tomorrow. So I guess fall is officially almost here.
I'll be packing my car in the morning, headed up there. Yeah, fall.
You can have all them crowds.
That'd be interesting to see. We didn't even get to go last year. So see how crowds have been behaving. They've been kind of unruly this past year. The crowds are getting back together.
Mm.
I got this little news feed that shows you all these baseball games where people are getting into it or football
seems to be more football games than baseball games, what I've seen, but I don't know.
People have always got into it at football. I guess it's aggressive on the field.
It's called alcohol of crowds.
Yeah. Light it up.
Yep.
We'll be right back. We're going to introduce some guests, and then we'll get into them.
Play your songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crum. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from four styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
But he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. That was the first quick first segment, but anyway,
yeah, it was.
Time flies when we're having fun.
Hadn't talked to Steve in a while. I'd say I talked to him on the phone a couple of times this
you
week.
You did call me a couple of times this week instead of me calling you.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It works out that way.
Sometimes.
Well, we got a couple guests here. today, and beside my store, there's just a very interesting place. My neighbors beside my store, which a lot of people, y'all know that as Domer Dreamscapes, but there's actually several businesses going on up there. Lots of animals and all kind of things going on up there. So we have a guest, Adam Graydon, and he is runs a business called Rustic Roots. We've had him on here before. And he deals with the sawmills and all that kind of stuff. So welcome back, Adam.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
And we brought his buddy, Rusty Rayfield. And he has a business up there called Wildwood Chainsaw Carving.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rusty.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Rusty comes to the store and buys some feed also, too, because he takes care of some animals up there, too. So.
Yeah, we got five miniature goats, six miniature pigs, a miniature donkey, a miniature horse, a bunch of chickens.
So I say, if you've never been up there, it's a very interesting place. And Rusty even started a produce stand up there. So if y'all are looking for fresh produce, and I was telling him off the air that Carolina Fresh, a lot of people, when they hear Carolina Fresh, they think it's a produce stand. And a guy came in the other day, so I sent him up there. So, Adam, why don't you tell us a little bit about all what you do up there, and then we'll get to Rusty after that.
Yeah, we're getting right up here to the holidays and stuff, so we're kind of getting stuff ramped up for, Christmas. So we're starting some custom projects. We've got a big conference table we're working on right now, a massive epoxy pour. So that's coming out real soon. It's not sold yet, so if anyone wants to come by, check it out. It's a killer piece. It's pretty awesome.
What's it made out of? Big.
It's a black walnut root cut, so it's slabbed out, and it's about 9 by 4.5 feet big, and we've got it root cut and mixed out with some river rocks and everything, so it's kind of like a crossover river table. Wow. You know, a lot of people do epoxy, and we kind of went.
Leaves floating in. It looks like a river bottom. Yeah. It's really going to be a nice piece. Yeah.
It's kind of like the third piece we've done, so we kind of went all out on it. So we just did a second pour on it yesterday, so it's already got 30 gallons of epoxy in it.
Wow.
But it's going to be a heavy table.
Yeah, I was about to say, how heavy this thing going to be when you get
it? Oh, man. I mean, we're, 600-700 pounds easy.
It doesn't come apart either.
Well, we haven't built the base for it yet, so that's not even calculating the base, but it's going
to
be a
You have to wait and put the base on when it gets to where it's going.
It'll be too hard.
Yeah.
It won't fit through the door.
Absolutely, yeah.
After moving my son the other weekend, I know certain things fit through certain areas.
Right. Yeah. Well, right now we're calling it slab timber. So for the whole month long, we're doing specialty sales on slabs. So we got a bunch of live edge slabs. A lot of stuff that we've had sitting drying for a while is finally ready to go. Oh. So we got a limited supply of black walnut. We've got some poplar, a little bit of cottonwood, a good bit of cherry, and obviously cedar, since we work a lot with cedar. We've been struggling to actually get some more cedar logs in. So right now we're trying to reach out and try to get in contact with any loggers, anybody out there who's got cedar logs. We just got a load in 2 days ago, but we've been out for 2 months.
And, wow.
You know us, we're always cutting cedar all the time. So, we supply that for Domer Dreamscapes, installation services and stuff. But our sawmill's still running. We were running our big sawmill the other day. We're cutting up some big stuff. We got a big sawmill set up front there that we offer services for everybody. We can cut stuff 6.5 feet wide now. So nice, big, super slabs.
Yeah, nice sound to hear when I'm over at my store. Now,
who does the firewood part?
A little bit of everybody. We got a couple extra hands in the back that run it all the time, filling up our stacks out front. That's definitely picking up now.
It's getting about that time.
Yeah, we've extended our area now, so we've got more basically storage for it to sit there and dry out during the year.
I might have to get some. I've got the logs, and I've got the log splitter. I just don't have anybody to run the log splitter.
Right. Yeah.
I got it all. Just don't have anybody to do it right now.
Those things are fun, for a minute. And then you're like, I don't know. It's better than chopping wood, I guess.
I don't know. I've never had a log splitter until about a year and a half ago, because we always split it by hand. But,
Who got you a log splitter?
Me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that a passion or something?
Newport Hardware, when they close.
Oh, wow.
Happened to go in there with Tommy at Log Splitter sitting there. I said, what you want for it? And he told me, I said, here's cash. Hook it to the truck.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I've never used it. Tommy passed it, but I've never used it. So.
Well, if you need firewood, they have it all bundled real nicely and neat. I mean, you can go in there in a car, or a trunk, or pick up. They'll do a pickup load or whatever, dump it in there for you. But they have it's all organized, separated by the type of wood. I don't know. I'm not going to say this unless it's all right if they come all hours. I mean, people.
Yeah, we've got it set up, the honor system up front, so you can come and get a good bit. You know, most of the bundles and stuff up front during the weekend.
Yes, definitely. Believe it or not, there's still honor system in America.
Got, for people that smoke stuff and all that, you got different flavors.
Yeah, we got
too.
Hickory and some pecan there. So, yeah, it's good variety.
Yeah, my nephew took some pecan over there. I call it pecan. He's not from Rocky.
Right.
Yeah. I guess it's Wednesday night.
I went and got some and smoked.
No, we cut a limb off one in the backyard of the rental house. The limb was probably 14-inch diameter. I mean, it was a big one. So I guess he called somebody over there and said he wanted it, so he cut it in I guess he's going to use it for smoking weed because he cut it smaller lengths than he and Tommy hauled it over there. Okay, nice. Matthew's sending us a signal again.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I heard it this time.
We'll talk to Rusty a little bit about his business.
We had a little hard time hearing the music here the last couple.
Did you dust off that Bible at home?
This is Benny Itter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wiley and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. Mr. Rector's been carry on discussion this morning. It's kind of nice to me be quiet and you do the talking for a change.
Yeah, like, what am I, like the color? What am I, a color commentator? And you're the
play-by-play?
I don't know which makes more money.
If I ain't, it makes about the same.
Neither.
Well, on this show, we both make the same.
I'm definitely the funny one.
They going to give us a raise next year.
Hey, it might.
20% raise.
Then we can maybe share a car or something.
20% times zero is still zero. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our guest, Mr. Rector.
Yeah, we were going to get to Rusty now, who runs the chainsaw carving. Over there. He's right up, actually, between the driveway you turn in and my store right there on the hill. So he's got a nice little place now. So tell us what all is going on with you, Rusty.
Well, I'm a chainsaw carver. I do wood sculptures. Pretty much I carve anything. I'm a custom artist, but mostly I do custom work. So I have other carvers' work out there as well to help keep the shelves full because I can't keep up with production and with all the custom work. It's too much for me to do.
Now, you did the one at Comer Distributing, right?
Yep, out that front. Big beer stein.
I don't know if you've ever been out there on the other side of town. That's not Anderson Road. I guess there's 21 going out toward 77 there where Comer Distributing, Beer Distributing is.
Chip Comer.
But okay. they carved, how big was that thing? I mean, it's
like 8-9 foot.
Yeah. It's actually like a beer glass with the foam coming over there.
Yeah, it's awesome. A big beer stein with the foam.
Yeah, it's
a little bit spilling out.
Pretty incredible.
It was a fun
part. Hey, if you ain't got nothing to do today, drive over there.
I also did a lion for the York Library, the bear for Lake Wylie, an owl for, what's the other one, Clover, I think. Mm-hmm. And
he does more than the stick figure deer thing that they have.
Yeah.
To have it there. I remember years ago, I got a couple of them from him during the holidays. But he does some incredible things. He's got a pretty good inventory up there, right?
Yeah, we have pretty good, well, need more.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it comes, especially for the holidays, it's going to be a lot of bears, owls, eagles, mm-hmm. things like that. A lot of rustic.
It's almost like when you go to the mountains, they have all these places where they have the stuff, and you're on vacation, you got money, you're in the mood, and there's a bear sitting there, and you're like, I can say this because I have several things in my yard, and my wife finds them vacation up in the mountains. I have a rooster and an old man, an American flag-looking thing, and stuff like that. So Rusty does all kind of things up there. So what type of wood do you carve all those out of? Is it different?
I prefer a few different woods that are hard to come by here. White pine is my favorite because it's a more stable wood. It tends to crack a lot less. And it's just an all-around better wood. Yeah.
Easier to carve in.
Much easier. And, of course, we do a lot of cedar. We have that available. It's not my favorite wood, but it's a beautiful wood for certain pieces. Some pieces don't work good for
it. The texture and all the cedar is always good, and you still have that smell.
And that red, that bright, it's just a beautiful wood. Owls look really good in cedar.
Yeah.
Certain things don't. Bears don't look good.
A red bear.
A lot of times my sculptures get paint to them. And so what difference does it make?
Yeah.
What kind of wood it is, if it's got paint on top of it. So
yeah, I think it looks better natural, I guess, but there's
being a wood carver, I like the wood look myself, but there's just some pieces need paint, like a bald eagle.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to have white on the tail and on the head. Do a lot of eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very popular with a lot of law enforcement, service, you know.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm a fan of eagles.
Veterans. A lot of veterans will buy eagles and for memorials or just for, you know, because they're patriots.
Yeah. That's cool. You working on anything big right now?
Yes. Actually, I got a few pieces coming up. Some custom sculptures. What's the one? The next one will be a Labrador looking up at a cat and squirrels chasing each other around a tree.
Goodness.
Yeah.
All that on one thing?
And then I got a large female figure, abstract female figure. That's a custom order. And then I've got...
Somebody getting one out of their wife?
No, they just... They're art collectors. And
they're getting mad for Christmas. Christmas ideas, all you men out there.
They had a tree. They wanted me to come out on their property and carve.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I've been trying to discourage people from that because I've learned in the South here, they do it a lot up north, and the trees will last longer. Down here, it's a whole different thing. That's why you'll see on TV shows and everybody doing it on Facebook and everything, people out in the Pacific Northwest, they're using redwoods and things like that, where down here with the moisture and the bugs and all the things we got to deal with, if you leave a stump in the ground, it's a wick system. It's always going to pull
moisture
into that stump, so it's going to rot faster, And for me to come out and to set up all my equipment, stand on scaffolding for 3 days with a chainsaw melting in the sun, it's got to be worth it to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're going to pay good money for that.
Well, you want something that's going to last a while.
Right. And I don't, and if it's, I can't guarantee it's going to last 2 years down here. So what instead we've been doing is, if the tree means something to you, you know, it's been in your yard for the whole time you own the house, or people just, grandma swung in that tree when she was a kid. That's our, we just want something from that piece of wood. We'll have your tree guy cut it and drop it off, and then I'll carve it at the shop and we'll reinstall it. That way there's a separation between the roots and the piece, and it's going to last a lot longer. So,
good idea.
And then I don't have to schlep my stuff all the way to your place and set up. So it's more cost effective for both of us.
Yeah.
I don't have to shut everything down and go away for days and then can't feed the animals and do all the stuff that I got to do. So it's been working out much better that way. People get a nicer piece that way because I'm
that's a better idea
in the comfort of my shop with all my tools.
Well, if you're gonna, if you end up moving or something, I mean, you can take that with you.
Exactly.
Just leaving the tree there. So. You got some ideas, Steve?
No, I'm spellbound. I didn't realize he did all that.
I think I made
the bears and some little things I've seen out front, but I didn't know you did all the rest of it.
I also do live demonstrations. Like, I'll come to different events and different, you know, festivals, fairs, events like that. People will book me to come and perform. I do live quick carve demonstrations where you see something made in minutes, not hours. I can take it from a log to a finished product in 30 minutes with, and it's fun to watch. You know, sawdust is flying everywhere. I'm setting it on fire. I'm hitting it with paint, all in that. And it's, you know, like I said, I can take it from a log to a finished piece and everybody's ooh and ah. And
that's cool.
It's pretty fun.
Now, how did you get into this?
I saw a TV show about it.
Really?
Yep. I was out of work at the time and didn't have anything else better to do. And I looked at this TV show and I was like, these guys, they're just regular guys. There's nothing different about them than any other construction job I've ever worked on, other than they're just carving cool stuff. So I borrowed a chainsaw from a buddy and had to get him to show me how to start it.
That's pretty funny.
Then I hacked up a log, and it was supposed to be a bear, but it looked like a deranged pig. But it showed me how to use a saw.
Yeah.
You know, it showed me, I learned some stuff, and then I went and carved 10 pieces, 10 little bears, and they were just, you know, hack jobs. They were first ones. But they look like bears.
Get better and better.
So I took them to a flea market, and I sold 7 the first day. Because people love chainsaw art. I mean, it doesn't really matter what
it
looks like.
It's not something you see every day. So.
And
yeah, it doesn't matter what it looks like, as long as it's cool.
As long as it looks close enough, they'll buy it. Yeah. And,
all right, we got to run to a break. We'll be right back and keep that conversation going. Thank you.
I can go.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from 4 styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. Being carried on a very interesting conversation with Mr. Rusty here when we went off. And you said you just kind of saw it on TV and a show and decided you'd try it.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I gave it a shot. And I carved 10 of them and I took them to a flea market and I sold 7 that first day. I was out of work at the time and that paid my bills. And then from there, it's just...
Did you realize you had artistic talent before that?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's not necessary. I don't think that's really necessary to be a chainsaw carver.
Really?
Or to be any kind of artist. Honestly, I think I'm not talented. I'm skilled. I've taught myself a skill that anyone can do it if they put their mind to it. With anything, you can learn anything. There are savants in this world. There are people who can hear a song on the radio and play it perfectly on the piano who have never had a lesson. I'm not one of them. I had to start with chopsticks.
I don't think we got any of those in this room.
No.
Maybe Adam, I don't know.
But you could learn anything. If you put the time and effort into anything that I put into learning chainsaw carving, you get good at it, no matter what it is. Like I said, I was out of work at the time.
You had a need, man.
It was starve or carve.
Yeah.
Wow. One look at me, I'm not a starving artist.
Sure. He must have done pretty well.
I'm fed. I'm well fed.
Enough to buy groceries.
Either. Yeah.
That's right.
Sometimes it's your priorities in life.
Well, that's a good lesson for a lot of people. I mean, the older I get, the more I don't want to learn things. I mean.
And I didn't start until I was 43.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
This is something I wish I would have started when I was in my 20s, that's for sure, because my back is killing me. The chainsaws are heavy. It's hot.
Mm.
So, but, yeah, you can learn and
start
anything.
Rusty's not a fan of this summertime in the South.
Oh, no, I am.
Are you? You like it? Just the heat is – heat gets to everybody.
In the middle of the daytime, running a chainsaw, it's not my favorite, no. Yeah. So what I'll end up doing – and a lot of times I'm dealing with customers during the daytime.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to go from artist brain to customer service and then back to art. So what I'll end up doing is waiting until everybody goes home, 5 o'clock, before I even start carving.
Yeah.
And then I'll stay late.
You know, Flexible hours.
Yeah, I'll do artist hours and use that time where it's cooler at night and less distractions to work. So you'll see me out. People drive by and see me out there at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Mm. Not here lately, but yeah. That's when
I won't. I won't see you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's when I hide.
I hope I don't.
Now, are you doing the mantles yet?
Absolutely.
Doing them all the time?
All the time. Actually, right now is what we call kind of our mantle season because it's that time of year. People drying up, you know, finish up their construction projects and everything, trying to get everything closed in before winter. So we actually got a good shipment now. It's been probably about 3 years since we got some more barn beams in. So we've got a bunch in shipped in from Ohio, just fresh out of the kiln, but they're older beams, like 200 old oak beams and stuff. Perfect for mantles.
Got to get that fireplace ready for hanging stockings.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a gorgeous mantle cedar.
Yeah, we installed that.
Installed it at my house, and it's painted, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it looks like these old lodge places you go in. They did some stone veneer stone down the side of it, so it looks very nice.
Yeah, we're pushing for more installations and stuff during this time of year and stuff. People seem to be looking for that.
I would have seen that if you'd let me inside the house.
Well, you know, there's reasons.
When I went over there, I got as far as the back porch, and that was it.
You're not a member. You just came one time.
He never actually let me in the house.
Right.
You have an achieved VIP status. Next time, I'll let you in.
His wife was going to, but he stopped.
I was like, hey, do you realize what you're about to let our house?
You want to see it? Here's a picture.
Actually, he wasn't able to do a whole lot of anything, but anyway. The next day, I think, hurt him especially.
Oh, Lord, you love to beat this up, don't you?
I do. I can't stand it.
That's funny.
But we had fun.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Now it's getting cooler. I need to plan another little concert over there.
Is that why you quit? Because it was hot?
Yeah, well, I mean, Domer and them have done a lot in my backyard. They did my putting green, patio, all that stuff, and inside my house.
Yeah, I got to see the putting green, finally. Yeah, I've heard a lot about it, but I finally got to see the putting green.
Nice. I have to get y'all to come over next time we do something.
Yeah. I ain't even seen Dustin in a while. He doing all right?
Oh, yeah. We're just getting, we're booked up for a lot of the install jobs and stuff towards the end of the year.
Okay. I heard it this time.
Oh, yeah. So, Neil Diamond,
that's
baby.
Our cue. We'll be right back to the garden.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
BioGuard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crum. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
And we're back to the gardener's bench. It's I've already done this once, but we'll do it again.
Yeah.
We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And it's been an interesting discussion this morning. I've learned a lot about wood, and especially chainsaw art. I'd heard of it, but I'd never really thought much about it. But I'm going to have to come over there and watch him sometime.
Hey, we're talking with my neighbors over at Domer Dreamscapes was the main place, and it's Rustic Roots. Adam runs that part, and we're talking with Rusty, runs Wildwood Carving, chainsaw carvings, and they're all right beside my store there. It's a nice attraction there. Draws people into my store, too, by just coming to see y'all. And they've nice enough to build some steps. Our property's actually attached to each other now, and a lot of people say, is it one business? I'm like, no, it's just one. It's one type of business, maybe, you could say. So.
Well, we all work really well together.
Yeah.
It
all goes together. So
blends very well.
Sometimes people park in my lot and walk up there and vice versa. So
sometimes we get your old deliveries and we have to send them down the hill.
Sometimes they're scared to pull in my driveway. It looks like they can't turn around. Yeah. So It'd be fun.
I can understand that.
Yeah. I was going to let you know that they do a barbecue right now every 2 weeks. They did it last week, so they're not having it this week. But next week they'll have a barbecue up there around lunchtime, right? 12-ish?
Yeah. He usually runs it like 10 to 3.
10 to 3.
Yeah,
so they
sells out by 3.
And they have vendors up there. They have bands every now and then. They have some beer, wine. It's a good time to stop in and see both of these guys. You can come see their products and see some animals. If you have kids that...
It's technically they're just our pets. Yeah. It's not a petting zoo. Nah. They love the itchings and the scratchings.
Yeah.
It's great to bring the family and the kids.
Yeah, if you have kids that don't know where eggs come from, that's a good opportunity to come over and see Rusty's bears that don't look like a pig now.
Now you got the produce stand. You're the one that does the produce.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I just started that as a little side thing because I just thought it would be a good good thing to have some fresh local vegetables, fruits, that kind of thing. I get it from different farmers around, and it's been doing all right. You know, it's on the honor system too.
I usually
put stuff out between Thursday and Saturday, and it's
there's really not one near right there. So I mean, that's a good thing to do.
Nearest one's in Newport, and he's not regular anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of hit and miss. Mm-hmm. There used to be a bunch of them, but they kind of gone by the wayside here with COVID and everything else.
And that's the good thing with mine is it's also on the honor system, so it's contactless. You know. And I usually have tomatoes. I got organic strawberries. What else? Watermelons, plenty of them.
I saw a nice looking watermelon. I better have to get that thing today.
That's it's all local. That's just one thing I think we're all proud of about here is that all of our stuff is local. You know, the money you spend with us, it stays right here. It doesn't go to some corporation or to China.
I think COVID had a little effect with that. It helped people realize the more local and just getting things from where they could get them and. I think it's one of the positive things. There hadn't been a whole list of positive things, but I think that's one of them. So.
People want to eat fresh.
But I know all four of our businesses right here have really benefited from people being at home and wanting to make their homes nicer. And this whole area is growing, so it's should keep growing for a while.
That's an understatement that this area is growing. We're getting them every day. Mm-hmm. Some of them haven't been here but a month or two now.
Yeah.
But it's...
Rock Hill has traffic now.
Yeah. All the time.
It's really picking up,
All the time. But anyway.
It's fun to get out of our places about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Out of your place?
You got to take a left.
It's not hard for me.
Nah. Well, you just go around the corner.
Pretty much.
I would already cut me a road from... through your property there to get
I don't own the property there.
Oh, really?
No, on one side and on the other side. My cousin's got something in between.
Oh, he'd let you cut through there. He wouldn't care.
I tried that a long time ago with his daddy, my uncle, and he wasn't real thrilled about the idea. So it never happened.
There's a chainsaw guy right there. He can eliminate some
things. And a whole lot of trees there. We had them all cut a couple of years ago. Yep. They came in. They got a whole lot more wood out of that little streets than I thought they would. Anyway, gentlemen, appreciate it, enjoyed it. Like I told you before, you're welcome to stick around, even though we don't have much longer to go now. But or you can take off whenever you're ready. It's up to y'all. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks
for
having us.
For sponsoring the show. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
And I've got a question actually for Rusty that I'm interested in. How many different types of saws do you have and do you use on all your creations? I mean, it's got to be different saws for different tools. I'm just trying to imagine this in my head.
Well, I don't really have that many saws. I try to stay minimal with my tools because when I first started, I traveled a lot. I went to different fairs, festivals, carnivals, events, all over the country with competitions. So you want to travel light, and you want to keep it simple. So I learned
how to saw a lot of stuff using just a standard 14-inch stock bar. That's bar and chain. That's something that most homeowners have, something everybody has. The only difference between mine and what most people would have at their house is my power heads. They're professional, the chainsaw itself. But what actually touches the wood is the same thing anybody else uses.
Wow.
I just tried to learn with that so I could, if it ever broke down, it would be easy to replace a piece, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Most of my work gets done with my two 550 XPs, and then I have a small detail saw and some...
Battery operated?
Yes, that I got from
you. And where did you buy that from?
I got that from Carolina Fresh. Actually need to get another one.
Hey, we don't sell a lot of that battery stuff, but he does have one of our little chainsaws. That thing's light as a feather and battery operated.
I love it.
He can zip around there with it.
It doesn't vibrate, so I put what's called an 8-inch dime tip bar on it. And instead of like a gas-powered saw where it's shaking, I use that for my details because it's lightweight, like you said, and it's... The great thing, I love battery saws because you don't have to start them. You don't have to keep pulling on them.
Pretty quiet, too, isn't it?
Very nice, yes. I can actually do carving and have a conversation with somebody with them. So I hope all my chainsaws are battery powered.
Yeah.
They just don't have the horsepower yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have the batteries.
But it's coming. That technology is definitely coming. Here comes
the sun. And we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Everyone's trying to get it right. Get it right.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Matthew's made that song kind of our staple since you said you liked it.
Yeah, I do like it. And it says everybody's working for the weekend, but all five of us in this room will be working on the weekend. right quick, before we forget about this, what are y'all's hours over there? I know it's kind of, a lot of people think they can just come up there any time, but technically it's...
Technically for us, it's 7:30 to 5:30. Usually on Saturdays it might be like 8 to 5 or something, but we're open, you know, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
That's usually how it runs. But, we're pretty active in stuff on Facebook, so check out our new Facebook page, Rustic Roots Warehouse. That's a good spot to get it. We're real close to releasing our website, but, that's where you want to find it, and make sure you put the warehouse on there because there's a number of Rustic Roots out there as well. So Rustic Roots Warehouse, that's where you'll see all our recent projects and our recent builds and stuff, and there's some pretty cool stuff we just put up on
there. You got
there.
Some pictures of that new conference table in there yet?
Yeah. That's rolling out on a couple of our other our workers' pages and stuff.
I'm going to have to maybe go up there today and see what that thing looks like.
Yeah, check it out. We just did the pour yesterday on it, but we're going to be posting some pictures of it here soon, some builds, and let you know what's coming up with that because it's going to be a cool piece.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Rusty? What's your hours? About the same?
No. Technically, I'm supposed to be there 10 to 6, but sometimes it's noon to noon three.
To 10.
Sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not. It's always better if you want to set up an appointment to call me and to make sure that I'm going to be there because, you know, I could be run into to do, estimate a job or do something else or, you know, Fat Boy might just be going to get something to eat.
So. Well, there are guys up there that can give you his number.
We're all somebody was always there to help between, what, I guess, 8 and 6.
Eight and six is a good time for
anybody to come up there. Yeah.
It's usually me.
Justin does live there, so they don't want people coming at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Well, unless you're coming for firewood. If you want to come
firewood
get firewood
or produce, just drop the money in the bucket and take off. Very convenient.
Well, again, appreciate it, gentlemen. Thanks for sponsoring this program.
Thanks for having us.
I got to get over there. I ain't been over there one time since they opened the doors. Tommy goes, but I don't ever get, they don't let me out much anymore. I guess I'm a bad influence or something. I don't know. I don't have patience anymore. So
you got a car, and you can leave whenever you want to leave, sir.
Not if I'm primarily the only one there.
Like we were talking outside, and I told Steve that I was so busy this week I didn't have time to go to the bank till yesterday, like after lunch, and he's like, I don't think I ever went to the bank.
I don't think I did. Now that he mentioned it. So I have to do that Monday, I guess. Schedule a time. Tommy's so busy on the landscaping and the estimates and the quotes, and he's the one to go see everybody. And I don't know what's going on. Last 3 weeks, it seems like something bad's happened every day.
Really?
We had that big storm on Saturday and had lightning hit a couple trees at the nursery. It blew some irrigation clogs. And it actually burned up all the wiring in the greenhouse over at the house. We're waiting on the electrician to come rewire it because it's more than we can do. And it took a couple days to figure all that out. So then Pat was picking up some stuff up at Shepherd's Landscape Supply in Huntersville, and the truck wouldn't start. Couldn't get anybody to tow it back, so Tommy had to go up there and unload it, bring it back, and leave the truck there till the next day when I finally got somebody to tow it back down here. And it just seems like it's something every day right now. I'm kind of like, getting tired of it.
Sounds like running a business, what it sounds like.
Well, we have little spells like that, but not for 3 weeks. I mean, hey, it's something every single day.
I know what happened. You probably said, hey, we're starting to make some money. Oh, okay, now.
That might have been it. Now that you think about it, that probably had something to do with it. But I don't know, it's still fun, but like everything else, it get kind of too much fun.
Like I told you, August wears people out.
It does.
Rejuvenated. Yeah. Cool air. September, October, it gets you
going. I don't like September. So like tomorrow, I got to decide between the Braves and the Panthers. I mean, which one do you choose?
Well, that's an easy choice for me. But
this man.
Since I'll be at a game, I guess I'll watch the Panthers.
Well, you can always get a little.
People sit there on their phone. I like the Braves. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not a huge baseball person. I like to keep up with where the standings are and all that. I think they're 3.5 up now.
4.5.
4.5. See, I know about where they are.
Phillies lost last night, so the Braves won, so it made it 4.5.
I'm still a sports guy.
Yep.
Keep up with a lot of it.
I thought we're doing another one of these patriotic songs.
This song made me want to sing right here.
Yeah, this
better go to break quick.
Be an American, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. I'm free, but I won't forget the men
who died, who gave that right to me. This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from four styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
We're back to the gardener's bench. We're getting ready to wrap up this week's rendition and thank all of you for listening. And another thanks to our special guest and Adam and Rusty and Mr. Rector. Anything you want to add before we sign off for the week?
No, just come see us. We're open 8 to 2 today. We have aerators to rent. If you're looking to rent an aerator, it's time to punch some holes in the ground. If you have fescue lawn and pour some seeds and good fertilizer and lime and all that good stuff and get ready for the new seeds to come.
Have you got the seed yet?
We have some seed there. I don't have my main seed there yet. So you ought to clean the yard up. You ought to work on cleaning it up now. Check your irrigation. Make sure all the heads are working, all that fun stuff. And we actually have a decent irrigation selection we brought in now with having Stieg, my buddy, working there now. We have replacement heads and funny pipe and drip line, all that connectors in case your shovel got it. You just put a little connector in there. So it's
you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, something I've dabbled with for a few years, but Steve got it going. So I think it'd be something nice.
We keep some on every truck. But
Trying to be some irrigation supply house.
But every now and then we run out, you know.
Yeah, if you can grab a piece here and there, it'd be fine.
That's kind of cool. I didn't know you were doing that.
Another reason to come to Carolina Fresh.
I'm going to interject against you just a tiny bit on the overseeding. I think I'd wait a week or two and make sure it's going to stay cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to mid to late October, really. So, I mean.
Well, we used to do it in the old days, believe it or not, in August, the end of August. By middle of September, fall was here.
Yep.
And that hadn't happened here in the last 15 years.
Well, if you have a lot of shade, trees and all, you need to do it sooner than later because the leaves will start coming down.
You want to get your seed up before the leaves fall.
If you're a shaded yard with a lot of trees, let's go ahead and get it done.
I had a guy last year that came in and he just couldn't understand why his grass died. Well, he liked the leaves laying on the yard while he overseeded the fescue. He came up and left leaves there, and guess what? It died. So you can't have it both ways. You either have leaves or you have grass.
Yeah, leaves are pretty good there at first. It kind of covers the seed and gets it moist and let it come up, and then you got to keep it off.
And then you got to blow them off of there or you're going to have a problem. And we're still seeing a good bit of brown patch and things like that I think people should probably react to. Now, one thing that we ran into, I guess it was last year a lot, we got the first-time gardeners, and they want to put a weed and feed out, but they want to overseed. And generally, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, don't go together.
Yeah, you put a pre-emergent out, it stops your grass seed from germinating, too. So that's how it works. But anyway,
y'all are open today.
9 to 3 today. I guess Tommy's and Pat. Well, Pat's got to make a delivery up in Charlotte, so you know.
Delivery on Saturday.
Yeah, we don't usually do that, but it was enough money that I said, yeah.
Yeah, but Daryl's taking some side to Fort Mill this morning too. Right now,
I'm very much a racist. It's all a green world. Yeah. All my best friends are dead presidents. So anyway, enjoyed it, fellas.
Yep. Thanks
Mr.
for coming,
Rector. We got through another one.
In the books.
I think we got 9 more, something like that. The week before Thanksgiving, anyway. Okay, Matthew, we're going to turn it over to you, and thanks a bunch. See you on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.